Diego, I was just standing here thinking about you. Thought I'd write a song about you and dedicate it to you. Take a listen.
Hello, hello, hello! This is punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and you are listening to the radio station called CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hello, my friend. It's my pleasure and privilege to be here, and my name is Tim, and we will be playing today punk rock music for you, like the song you just heard before, opening track, Dillinger 4, one of my favorite bands ever, and this is a song from their debut album called Midwestern Songs of the Americas, and the name of the song is Double Whiskey Coke Nice. Yes, let's move on. I have a pretty good show prepared for you, I hope, and I hope you will enjoy all this punk rock music for the next hour I will play for you. The first block will be focused on the Canadian small record label called When's Lunch Records. This is a record label from Edmonton, Alberta, and I really love focusing and discovering those small record labels, because as we know, the music business is not that profitable anymore. I don't know if it ever used to be very profitable, especially in the punk rock world. But anyways, I have a lot of respect for people who just still putting out records because they just love, because there's no profit in this type of business, if you wish. And people just doing it for the passion of music, especially people who doing it from their houses, from their bedrooms, from their small apartments. Just because of passion for music, for the music they love. That's why I have a lot of respect for those people who run those record labels by themselves. So, When's Lunch Records is one of those labels. Andy, who is the guy who does that, is in charge of this record label. We've been talking through the internet for probably past year and a half. I'm not sure exactly, but I really love some of the bands he has on the label. He has a lot of Canadian bands, and I think he does a really good job, and I just want to introduce you to this record label. Maybe some bands you don't know, some bands you know, and maybe you will discover it. Anyways, let's start. Let's start with one band called Old Wives. This is the freshest release on When's Lunch Records. The band has a new EP called Sucks to Grow Up, and I will play you a title track, Sucks to Grow Up. Okay, so let's do it. Old Wives, and this is focus block on the record label When's Lunch Records from Edmonton. Let's check it out. This is Old Wives.
I'm function elevated, it begins to show.
Carry the
Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show Rocket from Russia, and we're playing punk rock music for you here on CITR Waves. We just heard a block of music which represents a Canadian label from Edmonton. The name of the label is When's Lunch Records, and all the songs we've heard, they were released on this record label. Let's go back, and I will tell you what I just played for you. The last song was by the band Pooley, and this is the most famous band on the label. They've been on the Epitaph roster, and they've been one of the key bands in the 90s punk rock scene. You know, obviously they were not on the same label like NoFX and Bad Religion, but they were up there. This is one of the key bands in the 90s punk scene, and the When's Lunch Records released their two last EPs, and that was a song from their 2009 release called Time Insensitive Material, and it was a song called Ghost Inside My Skin. And in my opinion, that was one of the best songs released in 2009. I really, really love this song. Before that, we heard a band from Seattle called Still Automatic. That was a song called Lost Homes from Bad's EP called Hatred of Release. Correct. Before that, we heard band Public Noise Concern. That's an all-girl band from Albany, New York. They're also on the label, and that was a song called Out in the Open from their 7-inch Yesterday's Trash. Before that, we heard a local band of the Split Ups. They are from Vancouver or Abbotsford. That was a song from their EP, and I believe it's a self-titled EP, and the name of the song is Action Man. I really loved the 7-inch. There are, I believe on the vinyl version, there are 3 songs, and there's an extra digital song. All 4 songs, in my opinion, are brilliant. But, you know, I haven't seen the band in a while. I saw them once, and it was in 2010, and I haven't seen or heard about them since then. I hope they're still playing, because they were good. The Split Ups from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Before that, we heard 2 bands from Edmonton, The Blame It's, and we heard a song called Beer and Antidepressants from their band's album Panic Plus Planet. And the opening track of this block was Old Wives from their new EP called Sucks to Grow Up, and we heard the title track. Okay, that was the focus block on the Canadian record label from Edmonton. The name of the record label is When's Lunch Records, and if you like what you heard, you could check them out on their website, whenslunchrecords.com. They have links to their Facebook page, to their Twitter, and they also have a link to their Bandcamp page where you can check out and listen all their releases. So that was a record label from Edmonton, When's Lunch Records. Let's move on. Block number 2, part number 2 of this radio show. I was thinking for probably the whole week, not obviously every hour, but I was wondering what should I play for you in the block number 2. And I came up with the idea that I will do block for you that every song on the block is that like a bomb explosion. It's like kick in the face, and like I really wanted to do a block of songs which really punch you in the face and to, in a good way, you know, in this like energetic way. And this is why I love punk rock music. So I came up with a block of 7, I guess, songs. And in my opinion, each song is really, really powerful punk rock tune. This is why I love punk rock. There are some songs, energy, punch in the face in a good way. And like those songs, I don't know. Anyway, it's up to you. I'm really excited about this vlog because I spent last evening and today in the morning probably about 3-4 hours just picking the right songs, finding those songs which really represent what I was talking about. Let's check it out. This is a vlog for you. I'm not saying any bands for now. I will tell all the bands later, but let's check it out. I hope you will enjoy this, and this is energy. This is why I love punk rock music. Show your face!
Time.
That was pretty fast music, in my opinion. I hope you did enjoy it as much as I did. Yeah, that was the block. I really wanted to have each song like really fast track, like a punch in the face, like a very good, quick punk rock song. And I enjoyed it. It was pretty energetic. Let me tell you what I played for you, what kind of bands and all that stuff. The last band we heard was a band called Smech from Russia, Moscow, Russia. My very good friends, that was a song from their album called Alko Rider. And that was a song opening track called Delay Gromche, that means make it louder. Before that, we heard a band from Spain. They're called Purkinho. I guess this is how it's pronounced. The name of the album is Bukake Social, and it was a song called La Plaga. This band was recommended to me by a regular listener, Dexter. He recommended me to check it out, and I really loved the album, so I decided to play one of those songs on this block. Before that, Up For Nothing from Brooklyn, New York, the song called Can't Get Away, 12 Stories Down. Before that, band from Finland, from Lahti, Finland, that was a song called Teenage Riot, the name of the band is Part-Time Killer, and this is from their debut full-length album, People, Religion, Death. Before that, a Wilhelm Scream, pretty well-known and amazing punk rock band, from their album Career Suicide, and it was a song called I Wipe My Ass With Showbiz. Before that, Smart Bomb from Worcester, Diamond, his name of the album, the name of the song, Avoid the Lloyd, and opening song was by the band called Gollywog. Gollywog is a band from Rybnica, Slovenia, and according to Wikipedia page, there are 3,592 people in the city, and four of those people play in the band Gollywog, and this is an amazing band from Rybnica, Slovenia. We heard a song called Mask of Sanity from their last studio album, which came out back in 2010, Plug Allegiance. Plug Allegiance. I don't know this word. I need to look it up in the electronical dictionary. Good. Alright, that was the block of very fast music. Let's move on. We're off to the almost last block. As usual in the very end of the show, I play you songs by the bands which are performing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, this upcoming weekend. There are two shows and two bands which I will play for you. The first one is Invasives. Invasives, my favorite. It's one of my favorite local bands. They are playing a show at the Lanaloos. This is a venue located on 362 Powell Street. I haven't been there so far yet. But I will go there tomorrow, Friday, because Invasives are playing. They are playing the band called Motorama. It's $5 cover. So not that much money to see a very good band, Invasives. And I also would love you to play a song by Invasives. The band released a brand new 7-inch this year. And I will play you the B-side called Murder in the Afternoon. As I know, the band is almost done recording their new studio album, which will be out in 2013. And I will definitely have my friend Byron on the show to present this brand new record by Invasives. But for now, let's check out their new 7-inch. And this is a song called Murder in the Afternoon. Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CHR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and we're almost done here. We have 7 minutes left. We just heard a song by the band called Kleins 96 from Regina, and that was a song from their split 10-inch of the band called Born Wrong, and this is a song called The Kids Don't Care. This split came out on the Rebel Time Records. Kleins 96, they're playing in Vancouver on Tuesday, December 18th, and they're playing the CDP, Kleins 96, Piggy, Guts and Glory. This show is happening at Zoo Shop on December 18th. Before that, we heard Invasives, one of my favorite local bands, as I mentioned to you, Brilliant, Brilliant Males. That was a new 7-inch by the band, and that was the B-side, Murder in the Afternoon. Good stuff. Invasives are playing at the Lana Luz. They're playing on Friday. This is tomorrow, correct? And they're playing with a band called Motorama. I'm planning to be there. And if you like the band, I highly recommend you to join me tomorrow at the Lana Luz to see Invasives and Motorama. This is it. This is the end of this radio show. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, on iTunes, and on my blog. That's the old address. The new address is rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. This is it. Relentlessly Awesome is up next. Jason, my hero, one of the best programmers on CITR, in my opinion. He is coming up next of an hour of eclectic music. I want to announce next two shows of Rocket from Russia. Next week, will be December 20th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, next Thursday. It will be Best of 2012 show. And this show will be focused on local releases. So the next week we'll do Best of 2012 local releases, so releases from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And the week after that, I believe it's December 27th, I will do overall Best of 2012 for you. All the best songs, all the best releases in those next two shows. I will be, as always, every year I do the Best of list. I will share this list with you, and I will play for you all the best songs released this year, in my opinion. I'm really stoked to hear your best, your favorite records of this year. Get in touch with me. My Twitter is Tima, T-I-M-A, _ Tsar. T-Z-A-R, tweet at me, or you can also email me rocketfromrussiacitr@gmail.com. I am stoked to hear your favorite releases, what you liked this year, and yeah. This is it. Thank you so much. Jason is up next with Relentlessly Awesome, and I would like to finish the song by one of my favorite bands in this planet, band which I saw at my first punk rock show. There's no use for a name. It was the band called Big Wig. I believe they're from New Jersey. One of my favorite bands. They mean so much to me because they were one of the first proper punk rock bands I've seen in my life. And since then, since this 2003 when I saw them, they've been always one of my favorite bands. I really love them. So this is Big Wig from their album Stay Asleep, and this is a song called Sell Out. Bye-bye. See you next week. Big Wig.
Have you ever paid 30 bucks for a ride to the winner's seating sucks? Do you hold up the show with a furrowed brow? Who's the sellout now? I don't want my MTV. It's just not the same to me. Nothing wrong with the video. I don't want to see no talking show. Now who's the sellout? What is selling out?
We'll be right back. want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little...